This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal today apologized for the state's response to the recent snowstorm, but he was not the only one making apologies. Atlanta School Superintendent Errol Davis issued a statement this afternoon in which he said he wanted to apologize to, as he put it, the students and their families who were stranded overnight on buses. Courtney English is the newly elected chair of the Atlanta School Board. He joins us now. Mr. English, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me, Dennis.
And we should note up front, WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education. The governor, in his remarks, said he wished he had taken the warnings more seriously. Do you think that that was also the problem in the response by the Atlanta school system?
Actually, before I address your question, if I may take a moment to just thank the efforts of our teachers, our principals, and our bus drivers, all the folks who stayed overnight in many cases with our kids, tried to get them home as best they could, and some of whom ended up sleeping on buses. They really performed and stepped up in a heroic fashion. I want to thank them first. As far as the response, hindsight is 2020. I think it's crystal clear now that we should have closed schools. From a board policy perspective, we will review our policies moving forward to make sure that we are analyzing the situation in real time and ultimately keeping the interest of our student or the safety of our students as our number one priority. So, you know, I think it's clear to say that we should have done things a little bit differently yesterday.
Do you know specifically where, though? Were the weather warnings taken seriously enough, soon enough?
That's an operational question. I think that's a better question served for the superintendent. I just want to make sure from a policy perspective, we have the right policy framework in place to be able to allow the superintendent to make the decision. And so, you know, I don't want to get into delve too much into the thought process behind the superintendent's decision. That's a question that he can and will and should answer.
There are lots of other school systems in Atlanta, and as far as we know so far, we haven't had the reports, at least on a large scale, of any other school system having the situation that Atlanta did with kids having to go back to school and spend the night there. What would you say to somebody who says, okay, why did it happen in Atlanta, at least on the scale that it did, and it didn't happen on that scale in other places?
It's difficult for me to kind of get into a compare and contrast game. What I will say is that, you know, I personally, and I think my colleagues share this sentiment, want to apologize to all the folks that we put in that position, our kids, our teachers, our administrators, and our parents. I think, you know, we take full responsibility for ultimately what happens inside of the Atlanta public school system, and we will get better from this. But I don't want to get into a compare and contrast game between different counties.
Do you think there was enough communication between the school district and the city or between the school district and the state?
So it's my understanding that our administration had been coordinating activities once the events unfolded or as the events unfolded. There is clearly that at the onset, there was not enough collaboration with the city, state, and other and the other agencies. Again, from a policy perspective, that's something I know my colleagues and I are going to want to take a hard look at moving forward.
With so many school districts in the area, one obvious question would be, look, we've had this many school districts for a long time. We've had events like this before. Why hasn't this been done prior?
Well, I think you're getting to perhaps the crux of the issue. You know, don't want to adjudicate the issues of the past. What I can do is assure our parents, ensure the broader Atlanta community that we will take every single step, again, to not only review what happened in this particular case, but moving forward, we will put the proper policies in place, take every single precaution to make sure our student safety is taken care of.
Do you know whether the school district heard anything from the Georgia Emergency Management Agency in the hours before the storm hit, or whether there was any effort made by the school district to contact GEMA?
I do not.
Okay, and I imagine that would probably be one of the questions you'll be looking into?
Absolutely. I think those are the kinds of questions that my colleagues and I are going to want to ask of the superintendent. And so those are exactly the kinds of questions that we want to make sure we have answers to.
Courtney English is the newly elected chair of the Atlanta Board of Education. Mr. English, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and we'll check back with you.
Thank you, Dennis.
And we should note once again, WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education.